Well, you guys are the remnant that survived downstairs.
No, just kidding.
But is everyone okay?
Yes.
Good.
Could you receive that in love? That was like, I hope that we can wake up even more that like God is that majestic that like, what does it look like to burn for Him? So, that was where I was going and felt led, and like that in turn waking up to that is really what it looks like, and allowing Him to transform us and seeking Him daily is really what it looks like to change the world, like first within you and then around you.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is building core team families. core teams, I briefly alluded to in the last meeting. Who wants to try to summarize back maybe what a core team is to me?
A group of leaders that are friends.
Cool. Yeah. How does that differ from a leader connector?
I thought that's what you were asking. My fault.
No. Okay. They can sound similar, and so it's important to distinguish. Brittany?
Is a core team something that is born out of your LCGs? Like something that is a direct, the cause LCG effect core leader?
Could be.
I would say it's the other way around a little bit. Yeah, I would say a Leader Connect group could be formed out of the core team.
Kevin Chinar, what's the core team?
It's a family.
Yeah. I'll add to it. a core team is. Specifically within Campus Renewal World, but it could apply to your ministry. A core team is the group of leaders that are specifically a part of your organization, aka for us Campus Renewal, who help steward the United Movement. So essentially, you've got... let's say we're planning a Res Week. Everyone know what a Res Week is? Res Week is a catalytic event, an event that acts as a catalyst for the gospel on campus. That's short for Resurrection Week. It's right around Easter. And what not better to unite around, which we actually do unite around, the resurrection of Jesus. So Res Week. Well, Res Week could take a lot of work. Like, it could take, like, marketing. It could take social, like, it could take a prayer team. It could take what are our other teams?
Hospitality,
which would be like food.
Outreach.
Yeah. Planning. Yeah, like there could be like a ton of components going into planning a huge campus-wide event. And so your core team are students that say like, I'm gung-ho for unity. And so I'm going to serve like as like the grunts almost, like the backbone of like putting on the catalytic event. Or like my core team leaders might like reach out to the campus ministers themselves, or might reach out to our core team would help us start an LCG. Does that make sense? Like so in the little description, Chris, can you read the little description for this talk?
Okay. Building core teams is about recognizing you can't do this alone. In this breakout, you will learn how to identify those whom God has called to your vision and where they fit in by learning to draw out the unique gifts and passions that God has already deposited inside them.
So a core team is like really an extension of myself. So I'm a staff with Campus Renewal, and so my core team are people that are going to help me do the things that I'm called to do. Whereas a Leader Connect group, we could just be bringing folks from different ministries together to pray. And that's what they do. They could strategize, they could leverage their friends, but ultimately, we're kind of like the ones that are going to work to put this together. Is that making sense? Someone help, can say back to me so that we can hear like the differentiation between the two. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Core members wouldn't be involved in leadership with other ministries, like they're exclusively doing CR and core team.
Yeah, sure.
That's their main gig. And then LCGs would be students that are already involved in student leadership in all the different ministries.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you're not getting it. It's okay. Not getting it. Anyone else?
So I'm just confused on, like, are you talking about core team just being for campus people, or is it for all ministries?
Well, so I wasn't given a specificity for that. So, but what I'm about to talk about can apply anywhere.
Yeah.
But
what would be the difference between, like, a core team and, like, well, I guess the LCG is just, you know, all the ministry, the leaders from all the ministries coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Like a core family could be in that one ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So like, they kind of belong to RUF.
Sure.
They belong to Campus Renewal. They're really the students that say, "I'm committed here. I'm leadership of this ministry." Makes sense.
And wouldn't because I know with RUF we do have like a leadership kind of team, like team already.
Yeah.
Would it just be that?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be like unity-centered people already?
So this specifically is, I wasn't giving really clarity. But I think specifically we're talking about building core teams for unity.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm about to talk about applies for any core team. Makes sense?
Yeah.
One thing I'm wondering is, it sounds like it could include some people from the Leader Connect groups, but it might not include them also. Is that right?
Yeah, it could. Definitely. But a leader, someone from a Leader Connect group is probably a leader at another at another ministry.
All right.
Kind of clear? Megan and I were at a talk called... Andy Stanley was preaching, and it was a leadership conference, and he said, people will follow a clear communicator who could be morally wrong over someone who's moral but hard to understand. So people will follow a clear communicator over a moral communicator. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Saying, like Hitler, his message was clear, and so people will follow a clear communicator. So I'm trying to communicate clearly what a core team is. It's your leadership team. It's your ministry's leadership team, simply put. all right, but this is good. This is we're working to become united. Right?
There it is.
All right. So building a core team is about realizing when you can't do it alone. You need a team of people around you to help you do this. And so, and it's kind of like discipleship. In fact, a lot like it. So... but I take this model right here. That's me. I work on staff at Campus Renewal. That's Michael. He's over there. That's Megan. She's in the back. We did what her name suggested not to do, which was basically all of Campus Atlanta is right here in this room. except for a girl named Taylor, so she was fly.
Okay, good.
Or maybe she got scared. I'm not sure. All right. So, and then these guys may even like support some of our. Well, we've got interns. Let's say interns. So we got like an intern, Liza,
and Chris, right? And then these guys, like, might even support Annie,
Kelly,
Kels,
Chloe,
Chloe,
Brandon, Patrick,
Pat,
Joshua,
Josh, right? And so, like, that's our core team. That's our staff team. And these guys, these are interns. But these guys right here, like, we're supporting these guys to help lead the movement. And so, Annie might lead hospitality. And she might lead outreach. And she might lead, where she led hospitality. Welcome.
I switched them.
And he might lead AV. And he might lead spiritual mapping. And he might lead setup. Right? And so when you put on a big event, this is your core team that helped make it happen. And so instead of me just trying to keep up with six, I'm keeping up with two who are keeping up with maybe one each, who are keeping up with three each. Does it make sense? It's kind of like discipleship. And I put it this way because I believe in the kingdom. It's not like Chris is king here. Like, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. And so we're pushing up. Cool? And so this could be three people, could be five people like at San Jose, could be like maybe 20 people in Ignite. Yeah. I mean, at different campuses.
Raleigh.
Right, in the Raleigh triangle. Cool. Someone give me feedback how this might apply for your world.
I actually have a question.
Yeah.
You know, those are all students, right? The core team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that they're also going to be, like, you know, busy doing their own school stuff. So, like, how much commitment and time does it take to, like, run each of those responsibilities if they're by themselves?
Yeah.
Or do they get other help?
So this is like a two-hour meeting. So we have a core team meeting every week. And it's a two-hour meeting. Two-hour meeting. And then probably 1 to 2 hours per week, give or take, of stuff to do.
Depending on what you're doing.
To make hospitality happen, right. And of these 2 hours, 1 hour is, I don't know what we call it, 50% relational. 1 hour is relational time. And 1 hour is logistical. And so this is where the word family comes in, okay? Relational time. We could show up and have a 2 hour logistical meeting and we'd get work done. But there's a saying that the difference between a team and a family is, does someone know it? Say it again.
Family goes beyond the mission.
Family goes beyond the mission. A team are people that work together. The difference between a team and a family is family goes beyond the mission.
Any questions about this? Yes.
Sorry. How did you label that? The three different circles.
Yeah. Staff, interns, core team. And so, these guys are part of the Ministry of Campus Renewal. And that differs from a Leader Connect group, because a Leader Connect group can be like this. Crew, BCM, RUF, and Chi Alpha, all hanging out. LCG. Core. This core team, though, could be, this is probably how RUF is structured.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah. So what does the, what do they manage? Is it just like Calendar Gatherings and the Leader Connect group?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any like weekly expression that the core team is overseeing? Or is it just more of the Calendar Gatherings and the maybe monthly leadership? Leaders Connect group.
Meg, you want to talk on that?
Yeah. Well, essentially, every semester, we kind of start out the semester with vision casting and planning and kind of getting an idea of what is it that our goal is this semester. So last semester, we planned Res Week. That was a big part of it. We also really started hitting on campus mapping, which Chris talked a little bit about last session. And something else we really felt led to focus on is simply relationship and knowing one another and really being one with one another. And so kind of that weekly expression turned into making time for one another. We started something called Weekly Buddies. So every week somebody would pick a different person to connect with individually throughout the week, all while trying to accomplish the mission of Res Week and spiritual mapping.
Is that kind of...
Yeah.
Answer for you? All right. It's 3:23. No one's up here yet, so I think the other group's still meeting. I'm going to go through some fast points that I think anybody could apply as a leader. Finding the right people. You've got a vision. How do you find the right people? I believe Jesus chose people with a heart versus talent. People with the right heart. And heart can be a heart for your vision, it can be a heart to learn, or it can be a hunger for God, just a hunger for God. He chose a fisherman over a Pharisee, and like an unskilled laborer over like a priest, to do the work of a priest, right? Here are other ways. Table at your campus. Meet people. And ask your friends. You might know someone on your campus. Ask your contacts to ask their friends to come be a part of what you're doing. Pretty simple. This is how you're finding people to be a part of the movement. Ask your friends, ask your friends. Here's another way. Cultivate influence in someone's life. Go and invest in somebody on campus. And then when you have influence, say, hey, would you come to this thing that I'm doing? And they'll actually probably want to come because they feel invested.
But what was the third point?
It
was finding the right people, campus, or like connecting, grasping contacts. Like
cultivate influence in people's lives. Here, this is real. This one right here. Shine so bright for Jesus that people are attracted to you. And they just want to be a part of whatever you're doing. This one's real. Love people so well, they feel bonded to you. and they're with you. I have a saying, people will do crazy things for love, even if it means give 4 hours of their week, because they feel loved. All right. I think this will be the last big point that I get to. And it's cultivate what's already inside of them. Quick example. I freaking hate women, girls on campus getting drunk, guys getting drunk, and then a guy going taking advantage of a girl. I freaking hate that. I mean, I hate it so much. I hate it for the guy, I hate it for the girl. And so tap into what's inside of them, their passion, right? And so I'm passionate about that. Why does campus renewal matter? Because at campus renewal, you're going to burn for God. And as you get transformed for God, by God, you're going to change someone else's life, who's going to change someone else's life. And you're going to affect change on your campus. And one less person is going to take advantage of somebody because God encountered them through you, through campus renewal. Take it a step further, through the United Movement. We started reaching people that we couldn't have otherwise. What do you burn for? Tap into it. So meet somebody and say, hey, like, what makes you cry? What's your name?
Graham.
Graham. What makes you, like, what like moves your heart?
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking. How does this impact that? Graham, like, this is why being a part of this United Movement matters, is that, like, we're not talking about, like, impacting, like, five people. We're talking about reaching the whole campus when we come together. And so, like, Graham, by becoming a part of Campus Renewal or RUF, you will become transformed into the image of God, like, more and more. And you will start to impact, like, the bottom line on the campus for the gospel. And so, like, and, like, one less, like, less and less guys will look at pornography, which feed into the sex traffic industry because of you. Like, come on, be a part, right? Like, so draw out, or what, like, what do you dream to do? I dream to see blank. And so, like, Chloe wants to really do hospitality things, but, like, Chloe wants to serve people food. Come be a part. Tap into what's already inside of it. A great leadership principle is drawing out what's already in there. Passions, giftings. And saying, you belong here. Tell people, we can't do this without you. Graham, there's something inside of you that, like, that the body of Christ is missing unless you're a part. We need you, Graham. Graham has something, you have something that only you have, that only you can uniquely deposit in your lifetime. Step up and step in. And so as a leader, like, call out what's inside of people. Say these things. Like, you have something that no one else has to offer. That's why we need you on our team. And then I'll say this, is we don't want just anybody. If you're not called to be a part of RUF or Campus Renewal or VCM, like, we don't want you just to be another warm body in a seat. It's actually a waste of my time and your time. But if you're supposed to be here, it's the best decision you could have ever made. Because you're supposed to be there. It's God's will for you to be there. It's your destiny to be there. when you're walking, there's nothing like walking in your destiny. Right? And so it's like, tell people, like, come on, like if you're supposed to be here, this is your destiny. And there are things that God is like wants to do inside of you here that you need for where you're going. Yeah?
Cool.
And so I often tell people, like, this, like, is bigger than, like, campus renewal. And I'm saying something I just said differently. This is bigger than RUF. Volunteering, serving, giving your time. It's equipping you for your destiny. There are things that you are to learn here and now, Justin, while on staff for campus renewal. There are things that you will learn that are going to equip you for your destiny. And further, I tell students, if you're supposed to be here, this is the best decision you can make, because I believe Jesus is here. The living Jesus is here. And when you encounter the living Jesus, there's nothing better. Jesus changes everything. And so come be a part of crew, because, like, Jesus is here. And encountering, there's nothing better than encountering Jesus. So there it is. Yeah, that's about like how to find the right people for your core team. And then, like, be a family. Don't just be a team and do logistical things. I'll say this, I'm still talking. You can meet with a group of people, right? And you have something to get done, like, we're gonna prepare for this prayer event, whatever. And you just spend the hour preparing or the 2 hours preparing for the prayer event. But but I showed up and I'm fatally wounded right now. I'm struggling with my relationship with my girlfriend or whatever. And we're a ministry and we just breeze right by it because we've got to get stuff done. Don't miss Jesus to get stuff done. Yes, ma'am.
So something that I've kind of noticed here, because I have UT, is that there's kind of a struggle with when you do incorporate that relational time of maybe people don't value it as much as the logistical time. So if we do, if we want to do like a hangout or something like that, people just don't have the time to show up.
Right.
And so more people will come to the planning, but less will come to the relational side. So how do you cultivate family whenever not everyone's present?
Yeah. People don't have time for unity either.
Yeah.
People don't have time for your vision. They don't have time for you. And so, like, and that's why you knock, 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 knock. Or, like, people's lives, the one person that does have time, whoever shows up, their lives get changed and they start talking about it. People are going to have time. There's two kinds of things in life. Things that give energy and things that take energy. When you become a place that takes an hour but gives you life, you'll come to that extra hour. You'll spend 4 hours because it's giving energy, not taking it. You come out with 200% more energy because your fatal wound that you, like, cope with pornography, like, you just got, like, exposed, and now, like, light is starting to shine on the darkness, and you're, like, not alone anymore in it, and you have more energy. So, but, like, we're not talking about just being a core team. We're talking about being a family. All right.
Can I add something to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Similar to what you said in the last session about how do we change our world, just by knowing God. And in the same way, how you change the dynamic of a core team and a family is by knowing one another intimately and deeply. And so making time for that one person that shows up and truly investing into them and getting to know them and pulling that stuff out of them. Because if you can change, even if just one person changes by it, then you've done well.
Yeah. Any questions? I know we're like several minutes over, but no one's waiting at the door, so I don't know.
Well,
except for
us.
They're closed. They're closed. Yeah. Well, it looks like we have a few more minutes.
One
John, yeah.
Logistical question. Have you ever found a reason for having non-students as part of your core team, or is it always students?
Yeah, Megan is actually one of us.
Cool.
Who became staff. Yeah. Totally. Like, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't it be maybe logistically easier for, like, maybe interns of different ministries to show up to, like, those core team meetings to make stuff happen because maybe they have a little bit more time than the students do?
Like, an intern at RUF?
Yeah. Or I know there's like multiple staff members for like BSN or something.
So, what's your director at RUF's name?
Blake.
Blake has an intern named?
Nathaniel.
Blake has a purpose for Nathaniel's 10 hours a week already. And so, it's probably not to go and serve Campus Renewal. Right?
Okay, yeah, okay.
And so, like, they kind of, like, we kind of covet our students' times. We're like, oh, like, or, it, and, like, they can even get territorial over coming, like, just simply volunteering in, like, an even lesser capacity than even any of this. Like, just showing up to welcome people at the day of the event. Because that's, like, 2 hours that they could have had that student investing in their own ministry. And so, like, and further, like, even if he was like, yeah, 10 hours, like, maybe so, like, might be good to have, like, the intern from RUF come on over. But typically we try to, like, find folks that don't have a huge time commitment elsewhere because this is a pretty big time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys are the interns students or are they just kind of like
no? No, they're
our interns are students.
Oh, you're right.
But some ministries have different qualifications.
What would be the difference between the student intern and the students who are on the?
This is a 10-hour a week commitment. And this is like 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
And you can put it on the resume. Other thoughts, questions? What did you take away being someone that's not a part of maybe Campus Renewal for your ministry? Or for a dream you have?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Kind of like, how did you prioritize the relational time in your core team? Because like I'm in the core team with Kelsey, and I think we both noticed the same thing. Is like we had it, but it wasn't prioritized much. And
yeah.
How do you make that important? How do you just say it's important anyway?
Yeah. In short, like I have a saying, and that it's task. Without relationship or without love, task without love is slavery. Like students will start to feel like, ah, I gotta show up to this, right? Like I gotta be there. And it's like the chains of like what I have to do, right? And so like, but when there's love, it's like you love to do it. When you feel loved, you belong. And so you make it a place where like, matters. So, like, being there matters.
That's good.